You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got an awesome pair of guests here. And I'm going to tell you now, Don, you better tee it up so these guys come back. Dr. Joan Cohn and Dr. Peter Cohn, I'll give the whole rundown, not really. They are founding people and help fund the Gene Mayer Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging at Tufts University. I think they teach there too. Dr. Joan, do you guys teach there?
No, I'm actually on the faculty of Mount Sinai in New York City, and Peter is an emeritus at Stony Brook University.
Well, I needed that. So, next time, Don, I'm going to need that.
Yeah.
But also I want to talk a little bit about impact investing, because you guys also help raise money for the fund, for the foundation at Tufts, right?
Yes, we do.
Why don't we talk a little bit about paying it forward for just a second like that?
Okay. Well, I think it was really interesting because the way in which we decided to fund our research fund came from making an investment in a company that was developing a new medical device. And when we made that money, we decided to donate it to Tufts for research that would help not only ourselves, but actually everyone we can think of in the world, because we're really talking about the importance of understanding how inflammation can hurt you.
So then
the Tufts University Research Foundation that you mentioned, Jim, is actually a pace setter in terms of making advances in fighting inflammation, not just due to drugs, but due to adequate nutrition, which, as you know, is a big thing in America today.
Oh, my gosh.
Very, very important concept. And there's a Florida connection to all this.
Oh.
Because Gainesville has been one of the premier institutions in leading the country. The University of Florida should be very proud of the work that was done. Now, one of their top researchers did change his location to Tufts in Boston. And we heard a presentation of his, and we got so excited about it that that's how we wound up funding this.
Well,
and it's a tremendous concept when you think about it.
100%. Go Gators. There's Haley Plantation up there if you want to age in place up there. And I'd love to get you back on the phone one day with whoever you'd like from the University of Florida. Don knows we're big Gators. I'd love to do that. In fact, I'm sitting in front of an orange and blue sign right now. So inflammation and food. We've only got a couple of minutes left, like 2 minutes left. Can you tell me about the number one food that we need to be eating to make us feel better?
Okay, I'm going to say it really quickly. Green tea, curcumin, turmeric, and if you include those things that are easy to put in your diet, that should help.
Yeah, turmeric tastes so bad, though, but go ahead.
You know, put it as a spice on food. You're not going to eat it just eating
it. All right. You caught me. At least you know I tried it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what you were trying to prove, Jim.
but green tea is easy. Broccoli flourlets are easy. So I think those are things that actually help to decrease the inflammation in your body.
Oh, I eat broccoli florets every single night. My wife has it nailed. She has it nailed. So, honey, I'm on my way home. Dr. Joan and Dr. Peter, I hope that you will allow me to make you regulars on my show. You guys are amazing.
Well, it'd be our pleasure, and we're looking forward to meeting you, and we send our best to your wife and to your mom as well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You guys are great. I want to thank Don for bringing them on board.